American half pound.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
And then, of course, there's the ontological argument for a deity.
God will not be mocked.
Little indie rock electro remix.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers built up on top of one another like a sandwich.
We can't stop, you know. We keep going. We're a bit like the Titanic.
Only you knew what the show before us did to us.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
Such a fine line between stupid and clever.
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
Hi, am I cool now?
Well, you're cool like margarine is butter. Close, but there's a little aftertaste.
Tears of the gods. The tears of the gods.
It was painful at first.
Seattle, Washington, while you were singing that song, which I really think is a great song, This House is on Fire. What happened?
Ah, the Kuma Doom, yeah. This guy somehow procured a military flare from somewhere, I don't know. But he set it off as we started singing the song. It stuck in the ceiling and it started a fire up in the ceiling. Oh,
everyone thought it was that, what's his name, Christopher Reeve, Superman.
I couldn't believe it, you know.
And I thought it was only like 3 days into the tour, and I thought it was that effects guy is something else. You know, look at this.
It was really strange. It was,
everyone thought it was an effect.
Yeah, it's the audience. Well,
they saw all the firemen scrambling.
Did it actually, did you have to stop the song?
No. Well, I mean, we can't stop, you know. We keep going. We're a bit like the Titanic.
They had a good band. What are some of the other bizarre experiences you've had during your shows over the years? And I'm sure you've had.
Oh, with the fire thing, we've had a lot of those, you know. I remember once in his hometown, standing there, and we pull up to go to the show. And as we're going in, there's all people saying to me, you can get autographs and sign and all. And I'm standing in, and I saw people all running out with equipment and stuff, you know. Then I feel a hand in the back of my shoulder pulling me, you know. It was just, that was to do with when we were doing Highway to Hell with Bond before Brian. And it was just from that, a lot of the songs on it, I'm Alive, Highway to Hell, Shot Down in Flames. Whenever we seem to have these songs on there, you know, the arsonists seem to come out.
Well, I want a good tough sounding title. You know, you get black eyes, you know, from the ice on the road, you know, but you also get ice as gems.
It's a tough song, you know.
You know, the hard rock vein, so you look for titles that are strong.
And that's a great song.
Yeah.
We've never been a band that can kind of sort of go, well, we're going to give you something nice and limp. You know, we always like to get something nice and strong, you know, something hard.
Oof.
You didn't hear it right now. I'm not going to hear it again. Try to guess what the theme is.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference.
Big Jack!
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a theme in one way or another. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in this episode, I'm mixing you up a canonical Tears of the Gods sound collage with a theme called Black Ice and Cool Jazz. We've got a featured album, and we've got a featured ambiance artist, and we're going deep, exploring one particular subgenre of music called cool jazz, a type of jazz music that originated in the late 1940s. As certain predominantly white musicians in California moved to New York City and mixed up with the mostly black bebop musicians who were there. Our featured album is AC/DC's 2008 masterpiece, Black Ice, the last album that Malcolm Young played on. It was very successful commercially, selling more records in 2008 than any other, except some album from Coldplay. And I'll give Black Ice my highest musical commendation and call it a perfect album. There's no filler material. Every song really rocks. In my opinion, and many others, Malcolm Young was the most underrated rhythm guitar player in all of rock and roll. And this album is a spectacular example of Malcolm and Angus Young playing together. And then we've also got a featured ambiance artist for you. That's the break music that I talk over. And right now, we're listening to the avant-garde jazz artist Sun Ra, who we'll be hearing during all of the breaks. Sun Ra claimed to come from Saturn, and he was one of the most prolific recording artists of the 20th century, with over 100 albums and dozens of singles. He was also a pioneer of Afrofuturism. This is Sun Ra and his orchestra, as he called his backing band, behind me right now with Sunology from his Supersonic Jazz album, originally recorded in 1956. This episode is dedicated to three of my favorite actresses, Tangerine, Layla Jade, and Cat, also known as Catalina, who I've sampled extensively in my sound collages over the years. And in particular, we're going to be hearing quite a lot from Cat and Tangerine in this mix. We began the show with the Dave Brubeck Quartet and Take Five. Longtime WMFO listeners might remember that was the backing music for our WMFO shutdown message, recorded by Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez, who's here every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. with the Desperate Hours. Up until about 12 years ago, before we had the computer automation, every time a DJ would finish their show, but there wasn't another DJ to come on afterwards, we'd have to shut down the WMFO transmitter. And then when the next DJ came in, they'd have to power it up again. But now, we just have Rick Deckard play music from our music library instead. Much better. Then we heard a short public service message from Smokey Bear, followed by AC/DC and Big Jack from our featured album Black Ice. And along the way, we heard an interview with Angus and Malcolm Young, plus their vocalist, Brian Johnson, mixed on top of the music. So in this episode, we're going to be hearing a lot of cool jazz from its pioneers, Miles Davis and Dave Brubeck, as well as Stan Getz, Chet Baker, and Bill Evans. We'll also be hearing some things you shouldn't believe at all from the answersingenesis.org crackpots. As Chuck Yu says in my intro, the views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of WMFO, Tufts University, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. Answersingenesis.org is from that young earth creationist, Ken Ham, founder of the Creation Museum. He believes that everything in the Bible is literally true, and that the earth was created about 6,000 years ago, and that dinosaurs lived with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden before the fall, when they were all vegetarians. In any case, let's get your sound collage party going with AC/DC and Rock and Roll Train from our featured album, Black Ice, followed by some cool jazz from Miles Davis with a song called Moon Dreams, here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Ring a bell. All school rebel. To the top of the river. gays and the lesbians help this happen.
Either, especially not my parents. They totally kill me. I thought it would draw Kevin and I closer and make our relationship stronger, but that didn't happen at all. I just don't understand. I feel so alone. What if I'm pregnant? What am I gonna do? I'm so scared.
When we violate God's word, we reap the consequences. Sex outside of marriage leads to more than just STDs and teen pregnancy. Searching, find hope, find answers at AnswersRadio.com.
Take it!
barter a couple of dancing bears.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme is called Black Ice and Cool Jazz. We began that set with AC/DC and Rock and Roll Train from our featured album, Black Ice. And then we heard some cool jazz. That was Miles Davis and Moon Dreams from his album, The Complete Birth of the Cool, which was released in 1957, but was actually recorded in 1949 and 1950. And then we heard from the AnswersInGenesis.org crackpots called Teen Sex. AC/DC followed with Wheels, and then we heard Stan Getz with Knight Rider. And AC/DC finished us off with the title track from Black Ice. Behind me right now is Sun Ra and his orchestra with Opus in Springtime from his Mayan Temples album. In the next set, we're going to hear another selection from that epic The Complete Birth of the Cool album by Miles Davis and his collaborators called Budo. We're also going to hear from Chet Baker, along with a couple more songs from our featured album, AC/DC's Black Ice, starting off right now with Money Made here on WMFO in Medford.
About you call it, cause see- Woody thought of Janet and how good-looking she was. He'd really have to rate to date somebody like her.
The study room, and it's like a really, really small room, and he took my pants off.
Missing all your classes, you're skipping out on chapel, and half the time you don't even show up for work. And when you do, you're late. And the worst part about that is that I'm the one that recommended you for the job.
I didn't ask for your recommendation anyways. I hate that job.
Man, you're unbelievable. You think I can't see what's going on? I mean, you're up half the night in front of the computer, and I gotta tell you, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what you're doing.
Shut up and leave me alone. I'm sick of you getting in my business.
You can't even see what this is doing to you. I'm your friend, and I'm telling you, you gotta stop. This is gonna wreck your life.
Pornography is ruining lives every day. It's estimated that 40 million adults in the U.S. alone regularly visit pornography sites. Are you or someone you know struggling with a sexual addiction? Searching? Find answers at AnswersRadio.com.
I just don't like relationships.
Why don't you stand up so I can get on my knees?
tie it down when I'm in a relationship.
Get lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost, let them send out alarms. And though they'll think us rather rude, let's tell the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's defrost in a romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list to celebrate this night we found each other. Let's get lost.
Person to find out, and my best friend, and that's how it was for a while. And so I got like a couple of phone calls from my high school friends, and they told me that everybody knows, they've seen me all over the internet.
Let's defrost in a romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list to celebrate this night we found each other. Let's get lost. Oh, let's get lost.
Whenever we seem to have these songs on there, you know, the arsonists seem to come out.
Right? Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The tears of the gods. Yes, the tears of the gods.
Why don't you stand up so I can get on my knees? I'm enjoying myself so much. I mean, school just stresses me out. This is a great stress reliever.
Thank you.